Question 1. Astronomy. Practice 3. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used.
In today's astronomy lecture, I wish to discuss the theoretical holes that exist in the Big Bang theory. I also want to discuss alternative views of how the universe might have come into being. You have chosen a very tricky area of science to study because we are dealing with subject matter that is often difficult to verify. As most of you will remember if you've read the assigned chapter, the Big Bang theory argues that our universe was created by an explosion that took place around 13.7 billion years ago. Such prestigious figures as Edwin Hubble, for whom the famous Hubble telescope is named, developed and supported this hypothesis. These scientists believe that our universe originated as a small, hot entity that inflated and expanded, then cooled, and now continues to expand. I want to examine this theory more closely. What is the major evidence supporting it? We know the universe had an origin, and we know galaxies are moving away from each other. Thanks to Wilson and Penzias, we've also discovered the existence of radiation in space, as well as an abundance of hydrogen and helium gases that supports the idea that a big explosion occurred. But this evidence is far too general and vague to be limited to the Big Bang theory. This empirical data also supports other models for how the universe came into being. It is important to remember that the Big Bang theory has never been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. It simply remains a popular and widely acknowledged hypothesis. A new idea has recently emerged called the ekpyrotic scenario. That's ekpyrotic. This theory argues, for example, that our universe was created when two parallel membranes of space matter collided. While this theory shares some elements with the Big Bang theory, it also has many differences. It is also supported by the same empirical data I have mentioned. All we can really do at this point, as scientists, is to keep investigating the subject with care and precision, and wait for new technologies to uncover new information.